welcome to Hold My Bread, I'm Eric Monocle, along with
Matt Backus. I'm here.
Jeff Sheen just admitted off mic that he has not brushed his teeth today.
No, I forgot.
Oh, boy. How do you forget? It's the first thing I do in the morning.
I just left the house and didn't.
It's absolutely the first thing you do.
I want to, like, scrape them clean. I feel like they got fuzz on them. You know?
Probably.
You ever get gritty teeth?
Yeah. No, because I brush my teeth 3 times a day.
This is what, like, people... Oh, man. That's what people used to feel like all the time. They used to always have grit teeth.
Mm-hmm. Do you bring a toothbrush and toothpaste to work?
No. But I brush them. I usually brush them once in the morning, and I come home from work. I brush them. I usually leave again. I brush them once before bed.
Oh, okay. Well, that
you
makes
brush
sense.
3 times.
Yes.
Do you floss?
I floss once every couple days.
You gotta floss.
This is coming from the guy who
brush your
you didn't brush your teeth today. I will not be scolded by a man who didn't brush his teeth.
You gotta floss every day. That's, I mean, come on, everybody.
Matt, you gotta
that.
Take care of your.
You
teeth.
You gotta take care of your teeth.
Excuse me while I.
You'll get gingivitis.
Gingivitis. I will not have gingivitis. I do. I take good care of my teeth.
Toothpaste stock probably falling because Jeff has stopped brushing his teeth.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. Medieval times, people always had this grit teeth.
You've been hanging out with the British too much and hanging out with the Europeans. Europeans don't give a fuck about their teeth.
The Brits don't.
Well, it's not all Europeans.
The British
most
don't.
Most Europeans don't care. Look, I've been giving tours to a lot of people. It's amazing to me the amount of Europeans that are like, I'm very attractive, but my teeth look like a fucking wooden post.
Yeah, I thought the stereotype was just the British.
That's what I thought.
No, it's most of Europe. A lot of I'm not saying all Europe, but a lot of Europeans could give two fucks about their teeth, which is amazing to me because it's like a lot of Europeans are very attractive. Why would you ruin your teeth? Are very important.
What do you
brush
think that
your
is?
Teeth. I don't know. I really don't know. I don't have an answer. It's
maybe
crazy.
Maybe just the culture. If they don't put, I guess, a lot of stock. And
oh,
their
teeth. I bet also it has something to do with, like, they don't smile at each other as much.
Really?
The United States is a very smiley
you
country.
Think they
what?
Smile more than we do?
No, we
you
smile at each
New
other
York
a lot.
You live in New York City, and you think that this is a smiley place?
No, the country.
Somebody would smile at you in New York.
Earlier today, people smile at each other here. But people smile. America, you smile at each other a lot more than Europe.
I haven't
Russia
smiled
doesn't
at
smile at each other
months.
At all.
It's against the law to smile in Russia.
Yeah, you're smiling right now.
Yeah.
We smile a lot over here. So I think we like put a lot of emphasis on teeth to show off our nice smiles. Whereas in Europe, it's more of like a, hello. They do like that closed smile. It's a very closed smile country.
Continent. My mom got me braces when I was a kid. So from that day forward, I was like, well, she's invested a lot of money in my teeth. So I got a brush. I got a floss.
Yeah, I think it's got something to do with it, too.
Yeah, take care of them. You have nice straight teeth.
Yeah, they're gorgeous.
Yeah, well, okay. Well, let's not get carried away here. Yeah, they got some fuzz growing on right now.
Yeah, they're a little hairy right now. I'm going to give them a cut when I get home.
Yeah, trim them up.
Yeah, I'm going to give them a trim.
Buzz, buzz. Welcome to the podcast. We're 3 minutes in already.
And we're just talking teeth.
We're talking teeth talk. Teeth talk.
Welcome to Teeth Talk.
Welcome to Teeth Talk. Another episode. What kind of floss do you like? I prefer the thin kind.
The thin kind of floss. I like the wax covered.
Yeah, wax is the way to go. The paper, the string kind.
Yeah, like it's fuzzy and it creeps me out. It gives me the chills. Yeah, I get the willies.
I don't like the picks simply because I see them all over the damn city. People just floss their teeth on the run and drop those picks.
Yeah, craziness.
People who floss, they're disgusting. They litter too much.
Oh, wow.
Hot take.
That's hot take. Fair. Bold stance.
Yeah. Use the string and throw it away like a decent human being.
Yeah, but then the dog eats it, and you got to pull it out of its butthole.
No, you put it in the trash can.
I'd rather pull a string out of its butthole than a full pick.
I feel like you're just doing that for an excuse to pull string out of a dog's butthole. You're feeding floss to a dog so you can pull it out.
Like it's a popper. Like if I keep pulling it, something, its head's going to pop.
Like a clown pulling out a handkerchief.
Yeah.
How are you guys doing today? Did you guys have a good day?
I had a great day.
Me too. It's been a nice Friday here in the city.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very nice. Weather was good.
It was toasty.
Stocks are up.
Yep. Stocks have been going up this week.
AMDB climbing.
Yep.
Shout out to Lisa Sue, the CEO of AMD, coming through for us. Taking us to the moon, baby.
Is that who
she's the CEO of AMD. She's been the CEO of AMD for since like 2004, 2008, something like that.
Really?
Yeah.
Lisa Sue's taking it.
Lisa Sue taking us to the moon.
We've been sitting on AMD forever.
Absolutely. Since the podcast started, we've been sitting on AMD, and finally we're seeing those precious gains we were promised.
It's going back down.
No, it's not.
You bite your tongue.
No, dude. We're on the run a run. Mm-hmm. They're working with Intel and doing some stuff.
I just bought a fourth pair of shoes. You better hope we're on a run.
That CEO is going to run it into the ground and then look at all the investors and go, sue me.
It's all for a pun.
Wow. Is it because she's Taiwanese? She's Taiwanese. Is that why you said that? You racist. No. AMD's up. My
gaming's taking off.
Gaming?
Yeah, that's why AMD is doing so well, because of gaming. All the gamers, the nerds getting
absolutely
their computers, Twitch,
absolutely
all that stuff.
Absolutely.
Overwatch
mm-hmm
has a league
mm-hmm
now.
Mm-hmm.
A league.
Video games are a $1 billion industry. I've been saying it since we started the podcast. $1 billion industry. Yeah.
So AMD's like, you know, because NVIDIA, I think, is getting used for Bitcoin mining.
Yeah. They're having trouble keeping in stock because people are just buying them up so they can use them for mining Bitcoin.
Mining coin, dude.
Yeah.
So AMD's filling that little gap
that's
for the
right
gamers.
So everybody buy AMD. Buy them.
My
bing,
theory.
Bing, bing. I love it.
I got theories on everything.
Yeah. Big theory guy. Yeah, AMD is up. Tesla's coming back slightly.
Tesla's.
I've jumped up a couple points, but AMD went up like 50%, or maybe like, you know, maybe not that much, but like 30 something percent in like 4 or 5 days.
Well, yeah. But what happened then exactly? Was there a big news event that brought this, or just all of a sudden it just jumped up 30%?
I think AMD signed a deal with some company.
Intel, wasn't it?
Intel, yeah, Intel. I believe it was Intel. They signed a deal with Intel so that Intel will use AMD processors exclusively.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Which there was a rumor that NVIDIA was going to do that, and then AMD won, so score one for me.
Yeah, they swooped in.
Mm-hmm.
So,
mm-hmm,
you know, they're going to keep growing.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, they beat their quarter one games.
And CRISPR?
Their quarter one projections.
CRISPR, the gene editing software, that's one of those companies where it's either going to be huge or it's going to be a flop.
That's the one. This is like 4 months ago. You
yeah
texted us and you're like, you better get it on CRISPR.
Yeah.
And then it nosedived immediately after that.
Yeah, but we're coming up a little bit.
Yeah,
so
it's coming back
edit
up
your genes.
Just you wait. I know what I'm doing.
Yeah, just give it a little bit. A
lot of luck over here, but smart luck.
That's right. Yeah, did you see that what is it? I'm looking right at it. We talk about shoes a bunch on this podcast, but a lot of the high-end sneaker company, or not a lot of high-end sneaker companies, a lot of high-end fashion companies are realizing how much money there is to be made in sneakers, and they're trying to get into them. So maybe look into Michael Kors and Versace, and I don't know if Versace's publicly traded, but sneakers. I think sneakers are the future. We talked about Reebok being the shoe of the summer.
What was that?
That was my computer over there. Pop-up ad. I don't know the hell the pop-up ads. They just start playing music and everything. Just quiet it down.
Leave it in. Don't edit whatever that was out.
That's a guest.
That's a little behind the curtain for our listeners.
That's the guest. This week's guest.
That's our producer.
He's getting pissed.
The producer whispers
stop
in our ear.
Stop talking about the sneakers. Stop taking a hair off the sneakers.
Sneakers are huge, though. Sneakers are where the money's at. And I think
people are going to start wearing sneakers?
Yeah, no, boots are out. Sneakers are in.
No, but sneakers
everyone's
are
been wearing boots the past.
Sneakers are becoming very elite. They're becoming very, like, there's a lot of sneakers out there that are, like, limited edition and very hard to get their hands on. There's pairs of sneakers that I look at that I'm like, I'd love to have those, and they resell them for, like, $1,000.
Yeah.
So sneakers
there's a small percentage of people that do that. I think you're in the minority in terms of people that are buying those high-end shoes.
Yeah.
That's fair.
Plus, it's also like a city thing, you know, where people like walk a lot and, you know, you like to show off your sneaks.
It's true. I do like to show off my sneaks.
Yeah. You know, my theory on sneakers on
the
why
table
they're so cool.
What's that?
Here is because on the subway, no one wants to look each other in the eye, so we all just look at each other's feet. So you want your feet to look cool.
That's why I invest
in I don't
in
look
shoes
down when I'm on the subway. I look up.
You look up, you just read the ads.
I look up or I look straight ahead.
Oh, you look straight ahead like a psychopath?
Into the nothingness?
Straight ahead and up, not like making eye contact.
What are you staring at somebody across the way?
Eric stares into the void.
just straight ahead, staring at nothing. Where do you go? Where are you?
my eyes are tilted. I'm staring out the window.
Out and up, he says. Out and up.
Yeah,
out
and up. I'm not looking at people.
You're just having a flashback of your parents
in Vietnam
pushing you on a swing.
What are you?
Eric, huh? What? Oh, this is my stop.
Oh, sorry, I was thinking about my ex-wife.
Yeah, hey, if you look up, you're just reading some weird ad about diabetes. I don't care to read these weird ads.
You care about diabetes?
Yeah, but you're looking down at people's shoes.
Yeah, and that's why you look at the cool sneakers.
That's why I wear nice shoes, so I have something nice to look at when I avoid eye contact.
Yeah, so you look at people's shoes, and you go, oh, those are cool.
I don't like looking at ugly people's shoes. I don't want to look at your fucking ugly shoes. There's too many good pairs of shoes. I've said it before, I'll say it again. Too many good pairs of shoes in this existence of a world to wear ugly shoes. You don't have to wear ugly shoes. There's cheap shoes out there that look nice. Stop wearing ugly fucking
shoes.
Yeah,
but don't you think that that's
you animals.
That's someone's preference. I don't think people are setting out to buy ugly shoes. I think that they buy them, they think they look nice.
Some
and
people
to
have,
you, they look ugly.
Some people have ugly preferences.
What if they're old shoes and they can afford new, cool shoes?
Yeah, remember the pair that Jeff was rocking for like 6 months there?
Those ponies were not because, those were just because you were lazy. Those weren't because you had to wear them.
Nah, that was, that's a little bit more than lazy. That was, those things were falling apart.
Those were a cry for help.
It was a cry for help. They were fine.
All right.
Just in a hole.
That Reebok employee didn't even want to touch them.
Yeah, it's free. Do you have them still? Did they throw them away there?
They threw them away at the store.
That's exactly right.
Well, Irene made
them. You had to ask them.
They threw them into an incinerator.
Can you throw these away? And the guy was like, I'll have to check with my manager. I don't know if we're legally allowed to throw these away for you. But they did.
Yeah, because my toe was poking through the top.
Yeah. You poked
But if you wear black socks or black shoes, you can't tell. You'd only notice if I had white socks on.
Which you did wear sometimes.
For someone who stares at shoes an awful lot, it never occurred to you to get a new pair yourself.
Yeah, you know, I would just look at the other shoes and fantasize.
Burger King's bringing back, or not bringing back, they're got these pretzel-crusted chicken fries.
Ew.
You seen those? What do you mean, ew?
Yeah, ew.
I can't even say it.
You can't even say it.
Have you ever had pretzel-crusted chicken? Pretzel-crusted chicken, my man?
Pretzel-crusted chicken? No.
It's pretty good. Burger King's bringing it back.
What?
Or bringing it out. Not bringing it back. They've never had it before.
I never had
it. Is that a common thing that you can get pretzel-crusted chicken?
Well, I mean, I'm a real foodie, so no. Pretzel-crusted chicken is a thing I've had before. It's good. It makes the chicken crispier because it's pretzel-crusted.
What is it, an Indiana thing?
I don't think it's an Indiana thing.
I test all those fast food things in the Midwest.
Yeah, yeah, it's Nebraska. It's Nebraska.
It's Indiana,
yeah,
too.
Some weird little Indiana thing.
No, we never got any of the preview stuff.
They're like, here, have a glass of whole milk and enjoy your pretzel-crusted chicken.
Pretzel-crusted chicken is good.
Wash it down with your whole milk.
That's pretty good.
Here's your dessert. It's a Gatorade.
Your dessert, Gatorade for dessert.
Yeah, drink your dessert Gatorade.
What flavor? Strawberry shortcake Gatorade. I'll take it.
Yeah, you're an athlete now. You just drink Gatorade.
These have negative electrolytes. These are making me, these are dehydrating me.
So
all right.
Burger King's bringing a new fun food.
Yeah, I just saw that on the way on the walk over here. I saw Burger King's bringing out pretzel chicken fries, which I think is good. Pretzel's a good taste, good flavor, good crisp, good crunch.
I feel like Burger King's on his way out.
Circling the drain, you say?
Yeah, I don't really talk to many people that do Burger King anymore.
I mean, look,
a lot of Chick-fil-A's, McDonald's is going strong.
McDonald's is really innovative.
Wendy's is going great.
I feel like Burger King has really done what Taco Bell has done a little bit, where they double down on being like just the weird, like Taco Bell has like all that like, what are they, taco fries and like the triple melt nachos.
Well, Taco Bell's Taco Bell.
Right. Craziness.
Yeah, Taco Bell is just like a, you know, a wacky
free
place.
For all.
Yeah.
McDonald's is trying to lean healthier, it feels like. They always have some sort of healthy option, while Burger King's just kind of like, oh no, fuck it. They're leaning into the unhealthy. They're like, you came here for a reason.
Yo, you want to die? You come here.
Yeah, Burger King's getting goofy.
Yeah, getting wild with it.
I don't like
getting funky with the cheese whiz.
You got that creepy king. They're encrusting chicken with pretzels.
They still use the king as their thing?
Yeah, they still use the king. Their advertisements are weird. I'm over it.
Yeah, and their burgers are bad.
You don't like their burgers?
I don't think the burgers are good. Flame broiled? That doesn't impress me. That don't impress me much. You know what I'm saying?
Their best thing is they have their sweet and sour sauce. Is far superior to McDonald's.
That's fair.
Yeah.
That is fair.
That is what I'll say there.
And that's where we'll leave it. I just saw that. Chicken fries coming back. Looking to Burger King. Burger King.
What? Just investing in Burger King?
No, I don't invest in them. Yum Corporation, are they owned by Burger King?
Is that
Yum
owns Burger King. Yum owns KFC. Yum owns KFC and Taco Bell. I'm assuming they
And Pizza Hut.
Ugh, God, I hate Pizza Hut.
Yeah? Let me check out Yum.
Yum
is down.
Of course they're down.
But they're climbing. I mean, they're at 83. They're pretty safe. I mean, it's been 80 bucks to 84 bucks in the past, year. At 75 at one point. But then they just kind of been going up. Everything's going up. I don't think.
I know. It's crazy. I think it's because we've been so bad for a while.
Well, yeah. And just pick. If you just pick like companies that aren't going to go away. Yum's not going to go away. Everything tends to be going up because this is right here from CNBC. Our economic growth is it's on track to double 2017. We're gonna go. Everything's going up. We're doubling. Now's the time to get in. We're going to keep going and going and going.
That's right.
We're going to keep deregulating, and we're going to skyrocket
until we crash
again. Yeah, we'll probably crash in 2 years.
Yeah.
But until then, we're on a roller coaster. Just
click, click, click.
That's what we're doing right now.
Click, 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 click.
That's what's going on right now.
Click it to the top. Make sure you get off before the drop.
Yep, yep.
That's what I say.
And then Trump's like, I work for the Russians.
And we're like, whoa, it's a turn.
Then the whole economy, then we're fucking, woo,
there's a dip.
Corkscrew up, and we're coming back. It's going to be crazy after that.
Double loop, if you can survive the double loop.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
But until then,
click, 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 friends, put your hands in the air. It's more fun that way.
Just a terrible impression of a roller coaster.
That was a perfect impression.
Yeah.
Can you buy stock in UPS? Can you look up UPS?
UPS?
Hit UPS for me.
You know what you should invest in? Conagra Brands.
What's that?
They do a lot of frozen foods, healthy choice frozen meals. And apparently,
oh really?
For
those
some reason, for some reason they're going up. Maybe it's just because you
people are eating healthier.
I don't really. Are those things really that healthy? They're always packed with like sodium and stuff
like
that.
Right, preservatives.
Yeah. Is it UPS?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's at $116.
Well, hold up to UPS, because the National Brotherhood of Teamsters announced a strike action on a website. The union is negotiating a labor contract, expires July 34th, so there might be a huge strike at UPS headquarters. So if you're going to order anything offline, you better order it now, because July, you might not get it.
Yeah, UPS was doing... They're at $130 a share in January, and then when everything took that dip, remember that January dip?
Uh-huh.
Remember that dip?
Of course. How could I forget?
Went all the way down to $100, dropped
$30. Wow, that's a pretty good
But
dip.
Ever since that drop, now they're starting to climb back up.
So UPS might strike. That means we can get in on some of that scab money.
That's right. I'm a scab. Scab
pays.
Yeah,
so if they strike, it'll probably drop down to what? Probably $100 again?
What's that right now?
Right now it's 116.
Oh yeah, I bet it drops to at least a little over, a little under 100.
You think maybe the 90s?
95 maybe, 94?
I'd say, what do you want to say? Get in mid-90s? If it goes down to like 96, 97,
absolutely,
hop in?
Absolutely, absolutely. If it drops below 100 more than $2, $3, you get, in there.
Yeah, because it'll probably climb. It's been climbing
back up. It's a proven company,
steadily.
So yeah, it'll stay.
Gonna,
the dips, it'll recover from any dips.
Yeah, they're not going to go anywhere.
Yeah, UPS is, they're a staple.
You guys use Johnson & Johnson products? Or Johnson & Johnson, what's the other company?
Johnson & Johnson owns everything.
Yeah, but what's the other company that makes a bunch of stuff?
We talked about Procter & Gamble.
Procter & Gamble, yeah. They're like competitors, right? They're competing with each other?
I have no idea.
Well, if you're a Procter & Gamble holder, Johnson & Johnson is facing its largest lawsuit ever. You guys use talcum powder? Talcum powder your balls?
Oh, I remember that.
I use Gold Bond. There's talcum in that, right?
Is that Johnson & Johnson?
Cancer,
though?
Right?
I don't know.
Yeah, this is.
Yeah, I remember this.
Oh, what? Hang on.
There's cancer.
Wait a minute. You got it in your bag. Look in the bag.
Oh, you know what? It's not in here.
The trial brought by 22
your
ovarian
teeth feel fuzzy.
Career
My balls
patients.
Feel kind of fuzzy.
Wednesday, Missouri State Court, the woman claims decades of using the company's baby powder caused the cancer, and the company failed to warn them of the risk.
Yeah,
Johnson & Johnson denies claims, fighting some 9,000 similar suits so far.
Well, how do you know that it causes cancer? Couldn't it be many things? Like, that could just be one common thing. Like, it could be...
They probably did a study and found there was a carcinogen or something in it.
Maybe.
Maybe it's a pretzel-crusted chicken fries.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Those things definitely cause cancer.
Totally.
But yeah, I remember hearing about this, the talcum powder. Yeah, there's something with it with cancer.
Yeah.
I mean, everything gives you cancer now. But
or, deodorant. They say don't use deodorant because it can be Alzheimer's.
Right. But if you get, but
that
if there's
is
like
the one thing that makes me nervous.
The what, deodorant?
Oh, yeah. The deodorant thing makes me nervous because, I mean, think about it.
You can get aluminum-free deodorant. It's the aluminum, I think, in it.
What's aluminum-free deodorant, though?
It's on the shelf. There's ones that are...
They advertise it a bunch because once that story came out, it's been, decades ago that they were talking about that it could cause Alzheimer's. There's always some sort of, option.
I use Dove for men. That's probably bad.
That's probably fine.
I don't even know if my deodorant has aluminum in it or not. Mitchum?
My armpits are shiny as hell.
He is a Mitchum.
So I'm going to assume.
The heck's a Mitchum?
You never heard of Mitchum deodorant?
I don't think so.
I have. My grandfather uses it.
That's why your grandmother gave it to me.
That's why my grandfather's dead.
I just pick up whatever the hell is there. Usually it's right
just,
in front of
it's
me.
It's just a rock with potpourri on it. It's the Mitchum brand. You grind a flour into a paste. You smear it on the stone.
You also use Tom's of Maine to brush your teeth. That's a reference for like three people.
Mitch, let's take a look at them armpits. Mitch. Let's see who's the driest here.
Yeah. I bet I smell good.
My armpits don't sweat. I just sweat out of my hands.
Oh, God.
Like a lizard.
Yeah. I just, only my hands, that's how I cool off, is my hands.
You're like a dog, you sweat through the mouth.
Yeah, yeah, I just gotta flap my hands in the air, my whole body temperature lowers a few degrees. That's how I cool.
Johnson & John said, baby powder, causing cancer, don't use it.
Don't use Johnson & Johnson.
Well, just don't invest in them if they're gonna have to pay out some sort of lawsuit.
Yes. Yeah, that's right.
Bad PR. You know, actually, you know what, do, wait till the, you know, like we always say,
wait for the dip.
When people are like, you know what, that causes cancer. They dip, but established company, it'll go right back up.
That's right, unless it dips so far it can't come back, which is possible.
When it dips,
Johnson & Johnson,
don't sweat. Use a Mitchum deodorant, don't sweat, and get right back in there.
Ooh, they're at 124 right now.
Mm-hmm.
And over the past, this past year, there was that January dip.
Ooh.
They were at 145.
Ooh.
Now they're at 124. And it's just been going down. It has not been going back up.
Trending
There's no
downward.
Return.
Not good.
Yeah. Yeah, Johnson & Johnson might keep going lower.
So don't,
stay away.
So stay away. Don't get in yet. Wait till they hit the floor.
Mm-hmm. I would say the floor is about $100.
$100 the floor? That's a pretty low floor.
Yeah, but then once it's $100, maybe hop back in.
San Francisco voted to ban flavored tobacco products. I don't smoke tobacco. I don't care. But I thought that was interesting that they're banning flavored tobacco.
Oh, like the
methanol
the vape
cigarettes.
Stuff. Yeah, the Juul.
Cigarette liquids. Yeah.
Yeah, because they make like strawberry shortcake vape and stuff.
Yeah.
Which is, that's fine. Yeah.
But it's very interesting that they would ban flavored tobacco, but there's not, I wonder what their stances are on like weed edibles and things like that.
Oh, that's a good point.
I mean, I know that
you're like,
tobacco.
Hey, we don't want kids trying this blueberry muffin tobacco, but have this blueberry muffin infused with marijuana.
Yo, man, don't be smoking that methanol cigarette. Eat this Sour Patch Kid. It's got weed in it.
Yeah, you won't know what it'll do to you.
Yeah, it's legit candy. They put weed in candy, but they don't want cigarettes or nicotine tasting like candy.
Maybe it's just easier to, regulate.
I don't know. I bet California's just trying to get all their kids high.
Anti-smoking groups say the flavors
Liberals.
Attract teen smokers to the device.
Yeah. But also you can argue maybe the addictive factor.
Well, it's like hookah. Hookah was flavored. I remember in high school smoking the fuck out of hookah. We used to smoke hookah all the time. Cola and grape, that's it.
Yeah, like cola and
cola, grape.
What about grape cola?
Grape cola. Oh, does such a thing exist?
My God, can you imagine?
Cola,
grape cola?
Cinnamon? I don't know.
Yeah.
I remember just being in high school smoking a bunch of flavored hookah. It's the same thing.
Yeah, but you can argue that that's like addictive. So if you're like, here, it's blueberry vape or something, and then you get all addicted to nicotine, now you want to smoke cigarettes. Whereas a blueberry, you know, filled with weed, weed's not addictive. It's just cool.
Weed's addictive. So, people say weed's not addictive. It's addictive.
You think it's addictive?
Totally.
It's a touch.
I don't think it is as addictive as nicotine, but weed is totally addictive. Anything is addictive. Do you like the way it makes you feel? That's addictive.
Oh, wait.
I 100%.
You're going to say, what about sugar?
Yes, totally. Absolutely. Sugar, sex, alcohol, television.
Opioids.
Video games. Anything.
What about podcasts?
Podcasts. Our podcast is addictive.
God forbid the person who's addicted to podcasts.
We're going to put a warning.
I can't get enough.
We put a warning in front of our, binge our podcast. I need it. I need some more. Hold my bread.
Holy I didn't get my fix this week.
I don't think it's the same addictive. I don't think it's the same, but it's definitely addictive. Weed is definitely addictive. People say it's not. Just because it doesn't have nicotine doesn't mean it's not addictive.
But I think you don't really get withdrawals, right?
I think when they say addictive, people focus obviously on physically addictive.
Right,
if your body then craves it.
Right.
Yeah, you can say that, you know, sex is obviously addictive.
Anything
that
my
fires serotonin,
it.
Dopamine in your brain, you can say, I guess,
exactly.
Is addictive.
Exactly. My body craves sex because it's addicted to the dopamine that it releases when I'm busting nuts.
Really?
I'm
addicted to masturbating. So.
Are you? I mean, come on.
Sex, no thank you.
Yeah.
I'm addicted to masturbating to podcasts. It's my thing. I don't know why.
I put out a podcast. I masturbate.
Yeah, Ira Glass.
Yeah.
His soothing voice.
Give me a 45-minute podcast.
Who's it brought to you by? Squarespace.
I love Squarespace.
Well, what do you? We cut you off of the frozen food. What's going on?
They're just going up. Conagra Foods. I don't know why exactly frozen foods are going up, but they are.
They do healthy frozen foods, and like the lean cuisines and stuff,
and they're quick.
Yeah, the Healthy Choice is one of their big brands. I guess it's Healthy Choice is the one that's really taking off, it's all under Conagra.
Yeah, well, I think they're just great for the modern day working mom, you know?
For the working mom. Just the mom.
Yeah, just the mom.
You're in Mad Men?
I'm in their corporate offices. I got a job last week. Because like the modern mom, you know, she goes to work, she does offices and family. She has to do both. And she doesn't have time to cook anymore.
Look, fellas.
But you want your family to eat healthy.
Fellas, things are changing. Women are working and they're providing for the family. We have to market to both of them.
You know, so what better way to give your kids broccoli and pasta? But if you don't have time to cook it, pop one of the healthy choices into the microwave. You got yourself a good meal.
Yeah.
And that way, dad can stay on the couch and drink his beers.
Absolutely. Watch the basketball game.
Watch the game, and mom can still be that mom that her mom was to her. You know? The modern mother.
Modern mother. Modern moms. Brought to you by Healthy Choice.
Healthy Choice. You're not a bad mom.
You're just busy.
Wait, what's the company called? I want to see.
Conagra.
Conagra? What a fancy name.
Yeah, it sounds like a drug company.
Yeah, it sounds, you know, like evil.
It sounds like an oil company to me.
It does sound, yeah, I don't know. Welcome to Conagra. Yeah, they're at, they're quite a ride. I'll tell you that. We're talking roller coaster? This is a roller coaster right here, baby.
Wait, are you saying the frozen food company is mm-hmm. heating up and then cooling down?
Oh, boy.
My God. Edit that out.
I haven't got a lot of insomnia. I don't know what the hell I'm talking about.
Go back and edit that one line.
I'm just removing myself from this podcast.
You go back and edit yourself out of every podcast.
And then when you ask me a question like, hey, Eric, I'm sorry we cut you off, and there's no response, people are like, Jesus, man, what is he even there?
Yeah.
Just 3 minutes
of silence.
He just
doesn't even answer questions. He's kind of a dick.
I think Eric's checked out.
But yeah, they're at $37 a share. But they have been fluctuating between, I mean, they haven't been moving much, you know? But there is no January dip.
They were immune to the dip.
You know how everybody's got their big dip? Their dip is what? They went down a couple bucks. Well, but ever since then, it's just kind of been staying at about 37.
Last episode, didn't you say June is the worst month for stocks?
It is. So, I don't know why, but apparently it is.
So as of now, this is we're recording on June, what is this, June 7th or 8th?
Mm-hmm.
8th. Today, my portfolio looks pretty good.
Yeah, we've been taking off, but that's the economy is just starting to really cook. We're cooking, baby.
Yeah, cooking with gas.
It's doubling since last year. Doubling. Get in. The water's warm. What? Shaking your head. You want it to be bad? We're trying to make money here.
No,
Eric.
I don't want it to be bad.
Yeah. This is a tasty economy.
Yeah, I need money.
Yeah.
I need money.
He loves money.
That's my catchphrase. If I had an action figure, that's what my character would say. If you pull my string on my back, it would just say, I need money.
He's Cuba Gooding Jr.
Look, I'm rooting for the economy, obviously. I'm rooting for everyone to make money, although I do have a concern. I think I would be fine. If Matt made a lot of money, you would be a monster.
You're talking my language.
If you made money, if you had just a little bit more money, you could be unbearable to be around.
I'd be the best.
You're talking.
No, I'd buy everybody things they don't need. I'd buy everything like insults. I'd be like, hey, I bought you some new toothpaste.
You did do that to someone before, right? Didn't you? You offered to buy someone soup.
Oh, yeah, soup, yeah. Austin didn't want any.
Oh, yeah, and you bought it for him and he just sat there.
Yeah, he wouldn't eat his
too
soup.
Too prideful.
He wouldn't eat it. Everybody was eating at this diner. And he's like, I don't want anything. And I was like, just because you can't afford anything, I'm going to get you some soup. And he's like, I don't want anything. I was like, no. Miss, can you get my friend soup?
Can you serve it in a boot, please?
He got very mad.
Yeah, I'm sure he did.
Rightfully so.
Yeah. that'll pretty much be what it's like, if you have money.
You'd all be getting soup all the time.
You spent $4 on a joke, on a mean prank.
Oh, man.
What kind of soup was it?
I think it was like a...
Matzo ball?
No.
Like a chowder?
I think it was like a chowder.
Ugh, chowder's gross.
You can't say no to a chowder.
Chowders are good!
I'll say no to a chowder right now.
What?
Chowder is delicious. New England clam chowder? Love it. Corn chowder? Good. Mm-mm.
Corn chowder.
Yeah, you ever had a corn chowder? Put some hot sauce in that, baby.
Put some pretzels in it, then maybe you'll eat it, you freak.
Yeah, put your pretzels in your corn chowder.
Maybe you've put some pretzel crust on that chowder, I'll eat it.
Pretzel crust.
Pretzel crust.
My God.
No.
Who thought of this craziness?
I don't know, but it makes sense. You bread some chicken and pretzel dust, and you got a pretzel crust.
Cutting you out of the podcast, too.
Yeah, edit it out.
This week's Jeff. No,
yeah, this is Jeff.
This is my podcast.
I feel like I had one more thing to bring up, but I don't remember what it is.
You don't remember?
No.
I do. I found a Vanguard I like. I don't know if you guys want to know what it
is. Yeah, hit it.
I'll tell you. It's
We're done here. No, I'm kidding.
I mean, you know, this is just a little thing that I think is fun.
Mm-hmm.
It's, what is it, Vanguard? It's a VYMI, Vanguard Whitehall Funds. It's a high dividend.
Oh, know? Yeah.
It pays out, looks like it's $4.
$4 every quarter?
I think it's a quarter. It's got to be quarter.
It's got to be quarterly.
Yeah, there's no way that's monthly. They'd be insane. Yeah, yeah. But it's a high dividend yield, and it does emerging market firms, except the U.S., that are expected to pay more than average dividends.
Mm.
Yeah, so it's like a, you know, collection of dividends, high that pay out high money.
Right.
That are out of the country.
Wow.
So that's just a little tip, you know, check it out.
Not bad.
It seems it's very safe. It's low risk, you know, get in there. And what have you got? Just toss some money. Have fun out there. The economy's heating up.
I got $100.
We're doubling.
I got $100 in my portfolio with just tied to no stocks. So feel free to email us in and let me know what I should spend my $100 in. I'm thinking about buying another share of Microsoft. I think Microsoft's about to, Microsoft. I believe in Microsoft for the future.
I would do Microsoft. Microsoft or Visa, I think, are pretty safe.
Visa does go up in the summer historically. I don't know why, but it does.
Well, and Visa just climbs. Like, Visa's never going to go anywhere, and
people
it just
continues.
People
always need credit cards until the banks collapse.
Yeah, Visa will just keep going.
They spill. Yeah.
Well, I was looking at and Microsoft too. All the big computer companies like Apple, Microsoft, Google. It's a big race right now to quantum computing. They're trying to be the first to get to the quantum computing, which is just super fast computers. It's just but this next step that is very hard to get to.
Yeah.
And they're all taking different approaches. And Microsoft is investing in a method that may not even work, but if it does work, they will shoot way ahead of everybody else. But they're investing a ton into just a theory right now. So Microsoft could just skyrocket or fall far behind.
I don't think they'll fall too far. I mean, they'll still be profitable.
Yeah, I'm sure. Yeah, I'm sure like Apple will find out and then it'll just spread around. They'll just go, oh, okay, I guess their theory didn't work out. But if Microsoft's theory does pay off, they'll be like 3-4 steps ahead of everybody. And then, bam, Microsoft is going to be king again.
Again, yeah.
Because Apple's king now, right?
Apple is king.
Apple's king, baby. You heard it from Eric's mouth.
Exactly.
Eric's mouthicle.
Eric's mouth of brushed teeth, unlike Jeff's.
I'll brush him when I get home.
When we get home at, what, 2 o'clock tonight?
You yeah, I'll give him a scrub. I brush once a day anyways.
Once a day is not enough.
Is that enough?
I don't get cavities.
I don't believe that.
No cavities.
I don't believe that.
I brush and floss once a day. That's why flossing is very important.
I don't believe those are your real teeth.
Yeah, they keep slipping around when you talk.
You've had dentures since you were 26.
No, they fall out. They just regrow new ones. They keep growing.
Like that I would buy.
Like, like a shark.
I sweat through my hands and I regrow my teeth. Yeah. I'm Jeff Sheen.
There's a row of teeth behind him.
Yeah.
He's got a fresh row coming in.
Let's get out of here.
All right. Please email us, holdmybread@gmail.com. Follow us on Instagram, holdmybread. Leave us a review. You don't even have to write a review. Just give us 5 stars. So do that. If you heard me on Keith the Girl, and that's why you're listening, thank you for listening. I had a fun time with Keith the Girl, so thank you for listening. If you're listening,
tell Matt what to buy.
Yeah, and email me and let me know. I got some extra cash. I'm trying to make some more money. I just bought another pair of shoes today, so please help me. You guys got anything to plug? I'm on Charlie Kasov's and Tyler Fisher's show tomorrow. I can't remember where it's at. Doesn't matter. But I'm on the show.
Leopard's Garden at the Bluebird.
Bluebird, yeah, in Park Slope.
Yep.
And Park Slope tomorrow. So come to that. Shake my hand.
There you go. And I'll be at Beauty Bar on Sunday.
I'll be there too, hanging out.
I'm at New York Comedy Club on Monday, 10:30.
Right. Showing off for Amy. Shout out to Amy.
Yeah.
Won't respond to my emails. You're a real gem.
Well, she's really not going to know that you're calling her out on a podcast.
She's not listening to this.
She's also not
going
to give us 5 stars because of that comment.
She's not going to listen to this. I didn't say anything bad about her either. I just said she wouldn't respond to my email.
Well, we'll cut this part out.
Yeah.